Now, with your friends and your contemporaries, perhaps a lot of them are not so much into whole food as you might be. What is the difference between you and them? Like, you guys maybe went to the same high school, had parents, were exposed to the same education information. What makes you different? Why is your outcome different from theirs? Why don't they pay attention to whole food the way that you do?
They're just uneducated, you know. They haven't taken the time to learn. And they feel okay. They seem to look okay right now, but they're unhealthy. They've got low energy and they have a salad, but they add the wrong ingredients to it. Bacon, dressings, and it makes them unhealthy. And they just don't understand. I try to explain it to them. We try to teach them, but
how did you first understand that?
Daryl had a lot to do with it, actually, by taking your course, the CSNA course. He's learned so much and he's taught me, and now I'm taking the course and I'm learning a lot every day. So there's more and more to learn every day.
So education obviously is relative, but wouldn't you say that the desire to want to learn and the desire to ask questions, the desire to think about what people are doing, isn't that really the essence of this whole concept?
It's key. Absolutely, it's key. You need to want to know. You need to want to be healthy. And you need to know what it feels like to be healthy.
And have you guys worked with people that show no inner desire? Like, can you make somebody fit and well?